Okay, so Alema this morning of the halacha is Leschus Refuah Shleima for Yasadot Ben Chayla, Bezoch Shal Chayli Yisrael. As Rabbi Malmsteen was leaving, he said to me, tell me an interesting halacha that we've been saying in Torah way recently. You know, tell me something interesting. So I told him that when we left last week, on Friday, we left at the following point. We said, somebody asked, we were learning about what happens if you forget the Saint Alamoto and the various stages and what you do. And somebody said, is it the same for a Shliach Tibur? If a Shliach Tibur forgets the Saint Alamoto, he says the same Barucho, and then he only gets reminded either straight away or a bit later, etc., are the halachas the same? And I said, yes, the halachas are the same, but I said that the halachas are not always the same for a Shliach Tzibur as they are for a Yochid. And I mentioned that I had an experience with Shabbos Mincha once. So I told him over that halacha, and he said it was worth coming for that. So I'll say it over to you anyway. It's just interesting. The halacha is that on Shabbos, if you start Atochoinen, yeah. In other words, you should have been davening Atoh Echod, or you should have been davening Yisrach Moshe, whatever it is, and you start davening Atochoin Lodom Dasam Labadan Oshbino, or as might happen is that you carry on with the next brocha, and when you start doing this, somebody sees you, yeah, and comes over and taps you and says, you know, it's Shabbos today. So now you know you're in the middle of, let's say, Refo'enu, or you're in Slachlona, which is better. It doesn't make a difference where you're up to, and you do this, and then suddenly you realize, I'm in the middle of a brocha, and it's Shabbos today. So what am I doing? So the halacha is, anybody know the halacha? What would you do at that stage? Now, so the halacha is as follows. It's very simple, yeah? Chazal said that all the brochas that I make during the week, Atachon Lodom Das, and Refuah, and Parnosa, and Shuvah, and all the other things that we daven for, Das, etc., we need all those things on Shabbos as well. So therefore, really, Chazal said, we should have been davening the full Shmoneh Esra on Shabbos, plus Shabbos. So that's what we should have been done. Atochoin until Shemeh Tefillah. And then we should have started Ato Echod or Ato Kiddushta or whatever it is, and daven both, because all the things that I daven for during the week I need on Shabbos as well. But Chazal weren't matriachas, because it's Shabbos, and it would be a very long Shmoneh Esra, and it would be three times over, it would be more than Shmoneh Esra, it would be 20 brochas. And also, Chazal didn't want that we should be reminded on Shabbos of all the things that we've got problems, you know, people have got problems with Shidduchim, people have got problems with Panosa, people have got problems with Refuah, etc., etc. So why make a person depressed on Shabbos? So for Chazal, Kaviyochel let us off, and said, okay, I won't make you say Atachoni until yeah, I'll let you off just because it's Shabbos, so it'll make life easier for you. But there's nothing wrong with it. And therefore, the halacha is that if you start Atochein Lodom Das, and then you remember suddenly, I'm in the middle of Shabbos, the halacha is you finish the brocha that you're saying at that time. So you would go up to Baruch Ato Hashem Choinin Adoas. You finish the brocha. The brocha is appropriate for Shabbos as well. You need Das as well. And you need Shuvah on Shabbos. And you need Slachlonu on Shabbos. You need everything on Shabbos as well. Therefore, you haven't made the brocha levatola. So therefore, once you've started, then you finish that brocha. And then you go back to wherever you were supposed to do. So, me being the big Talmud Chochem, the guy who gives the halacha shir, yeah, so I was davening Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. And instead of Ato Echod, I started Ato Choinin Lodom Das. Yeah, Fanomet, in front of everybody. The people started shouting, yeah, Ato Echot. So, me being the big Talmud Chochem, I'm very smug and I'm very happy. I know the halacha, and I finished up, Choneinu Meitcho, Deo Minu Haskel, Chochma Vinu Vados, Boruch Ato Hashem Choinin Ados, and then I went back to Ato Echot, as is the halacha for a Yochid. But when I checked it out afterwards, that's not the halacha for the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur stops where he is and goes back to where he's supposed to be. Yeah, he does not finish the brocha on Shabbos. And the reason being, because he's not a Shliach Tzibur to say Ato Choinen. The Tzibur made him a Shliach to say Ato Echod. The Tzibur made him a Shliach to say Yisrach Moshe V'matnas Chelkoi. They never made him a Shliach to say Atochoinen. So every word in Atochoinen that he's saying is against the Rotson of the Tzibur. And therefore, for a Shliach Tzibur, the Shliach Tzibur stops And he remembers, oh, they're all shouting. It's Ato Echot. And he stops on the spot and he goes back to Ato Echot. And the Yochid would finish till Choynen Ados, or whichever bracha you're into. Mavorech Hashonim, Refain, whatever it is, you finish the bracha that you're in and you go back to Shabbos. But the Shliach Tzibur doesn't do that. The Shliach Tzibur stops on the spot and he goes back to where he's supposed to be.
Start today at the Torahway in Northwest London, Monday, 4th day of Hanukkah, 28th of Kislev, 11th of December, Rabbi Yaakov Klein Schlitter, The Secrets of the Dreidel. This week's Torahway is sponsored anonymously. And it's Leschus HaShavuim VaChayolim SheYachzru Levotehem L'Sholem B'Mheiro.
Amen. Shkoyach. Okay. Okay, good morning, Alechtech and Chanukah to everybody. Such a privilege to be able to learn with you, as always. And B'siyata D'Shmaya, with the short time that we have, I wanted to jump into a teaching from the Heilige B'nai Yisaschar, Eschus Yagon Aleinu. It is a more well-known teaching, so if you have learned this already, it's good chazara. But it's so fundamental, and it's so deep, and it's so beautiful and sweet, that I just had to share it with you. Okay, so we're going to take a look at this teaching about the dreidel, which doesn't seem to be something there would be many teachings about, but paradoxically, and interestingly enough, there is a lot of Torah on the dreidel, and it's something that all of us have experienced this Chanukah, will probably, Be'ez Hashem, with children, grandchildren, and to be able to have a deeper experience of this child's game is something that's very beautiful and sweet indeed. So the Tzaddik, the B'nai Yisaschar, was very connected to Chanukah in and of his own life. We don't have time now to get into the whole thing. But the B'nai Yisaschar himself was in the middle of writing a sefer when he left the world called Derech Pigudecha, where the Tzaddik went through all the different mitzvahs starting from the beginning, Sefer HaChinuch, and he was outlining the Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa that there is within every single mitzvah. So even mitzvahs that don't seem to have a Dibor aspect, he was highlighting the way in which there's some element of Dibor. And ultimately, he got up to mitzvah 58, Ches Nun, Nun Ches, Chein, Chanukah. And he himself was 58 years old at that point, and then he left the world. He was very connected, Mushrish, to Chanukah, 58, of course, being the first two letters of the word Chanukah, the root of the word Chein. Nun Ches. And so the Tzaddik teaches us in one of his most famous teachings about the dreidel. And he begins the pasuk of the Yigash, tells us, as Yehuda shalach lefanav Yosef laharis lefanav goishna. The whole story that begins in this week's parasha, last week's parasha really, ultimately culminates in Yaakov Avinu coming down to Mitzrayim with his children and with their families. And Yaakov Avinu sends Yehuda before him, laharis lefanav goishna, to go with Yosef and to pave the way, so to speak, for them, all of the B'nai Yisrael at that time, to settle down in Goshen. Says the Heilige Tzaddik, Yesh L'Zboinin Lama Shanaf L'Shalach L'Fanav, what was he sending him before his own journey for? Now, B'drashos Razal Yadua, Rashi brings, a very interesting Rashi, a remez based on Chazal, L'Fanav El Yosef L'Hayrois L'Fanav, says Rashi, L'Hayrois is an element, a reference to Torah. Torah is called Hayra'a. And so in a certain sense, Rashi tells us Yaakov was sending Yehuda to prepare Bate Medrash in Goshen so that when they get there, they should have beautiful Makam Torah to learn. That's Chazal. But Begamla Devrayim Zal Kal Shalom HaShalach Es Yehuda Daika. Even Lefi, this understanding of Chazal, why did it have to be Yehuda? He could have sent Reuven. He could have sent Shimon Levi. He could have sent any of the other Shvatim. And Gam Goshna, what's the remes here? There has to be some deeper allusion to the fact that the word that's used to describe the place where Yaakov Avinu was sending Yehuda was Goishna. Havalei Leimar LeGoishen. The more natural way of saying it is that he sent Yehuda Lefanav LeGoishen. What's Goishna? Hagam Shemamakam Lambe B'tchila Matel HaKasalav Amehe B'Saifa. So Rashi tells us in other places sometimes you do find that in order to point the way toward a place, you can have the letter He at the end of the word in the place of a Laman at the beginning of the word. But Haloi Davar Hu Im Kol Zeh Time of Boy Haloi Davar Reku. There has to be some deeper meaning over here. So let's focus. It's a lot. I know it's just a little bit of text, but it's so big, this idea. So we're going to try this to the Shmaya to get through it in a time-efficient manner. Says the Heilige Tzaddik, V'niretz known, Dihini adua de galus harisha in galus mitzrayim, Hayu b'davar sharshi l'chal adalit galus min dalit malchuyas. We know already it's a remez in the earliest place possible, right in the beginning of creation. Bereishis bar lekimus hashemayim v'saaretz v'aretz ha'sasayu v'vayu v'chayishach apanei sahaim. And already the medrash over there on the second pasuk in the Torah outlines the four galuyas that Am Yisrael are going to have to go through, hinted to at tayu v'vayu chayishach and tahaim. These four are the references to all the galuyas you see. Even Mushrish in the earliest dawn of creation, which is a big nechama to us, it's not like things went wrong, you know? Things went wrong from our perspective that, yes, ideally we could have just had the first Beis HaMikdash, even beyond that, we could have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael and been there forever. But ultimately, you see already encoded into the earliest shurashim of existence is that things are proceeding exactly the way that they were always going to proceed in a certain very deep way. And ultimately, says the Medrash, very beautiful, V'ruach alekim rachefes al panei amayim, famously is a reference to the Ruach of Mashiach. Right, that the whole pasuk tells us, "V'nachalav ruach Hashem, ruach chachmo bina, ruach eitzog v'ruach." It's all about ruach. So, ruach alekim rachefes al panei amayim is a reference to Mashiach that comes at the end. But there are four galuyas that are encapsulated in those four words and built into the fabric of existence. Galus Mitzrayim doesn't seem to be one of those four. Right, so where does Galus Mitzrayim fit in? That was the primary Galus that Am Yisrael went to, but that's not one of the four Galuyas, which are Rome and Bavel, Yavan, Madai. Where's Mitzrayim? Says the Tzaddik, Mitzrayim is the Shoresh. It is the essence, it's the core. All the other experiences of Galus are outgrowths and roots that are sent forth from the seed of Galus Mitzrayim. Asher chbidu oylam al Yisrael, that all the world throughout Jewish history has been making it very difficult for Am Yisrael. Kol echem nadal and malchuyas. Each of these four malchuyas, which of course, anytime we think about four, we have to trace it back to the most essential first revelation of fourness, so to speak, which is the four letters of Yud, Kei, Vav Kei, which represents Kedusha, which represents, of course, Achdus, which we're going to get to, Hashem Echad, which means Yud Kei, Vav Kei. Even though there are four letters, paradoxically, they're Echad. They're absolutely bound together. And that means that any experience of manyness, which is captured, as we're going to see, in the basic concept of four, which is four directions, and so you can only ever look in one place at once, and so that's really the essential emblematism of what separateness means is that I can only ever face one direction. When I'm facing one direction, I'm not facing the others. Yud Kei Vav Kei, having four letters, represents this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus pervades all experiences of separateness. Right? That's what sits at the core of this. And so ultimately, each of these galuyas came to be mastir, came to conceal and to obscure one element of the way in which the oneness of Hashem is manifesting through this direction as well. So each galus came to hide Hashem's presence in one facet of existence. So it wasn't clear that all four directions were really flowing forth from one essential source, from Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei Echad. See, each of the Malchuyos HaYemenagel HaYisechem and Hashem Keviyachal Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. Each of these four galuyas came to oppose one of these facets. Asher Yisrael Dveikim Bai, that Am Yisrael, of course, are Davuk, not in any of the four directions of this worldliness. Am Yisrael are Davuk where? In the Shoresh. As it says, right? Ba'al Yidei Masayim, Kamayda At Amar, as the Pasuk says, Va'atem HaDveikim, meaning you, Am Yisrael, are connected not to any of these four directionalities of this world, but Ba'avaya Lekeichem. You're connected to the spiritual essence that pervades all the other facets of existence. So where does Galus Mitzrayim fall in? So it's Yadua, we don't have time now to get into the details of it, but it's Yadua that, you're right, although there are four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, there are actually five elements of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Where's the fifth element? Huh? Of the name Yud Kei Vav Kei? This, maybe the center point? Another element? The Svarim explained that the letter Yud is a letter in and of itself, but it begins with what's called the Kutzai Shel Yud, the crown on top of the letter, the place where the Sofer really begins to write every letter from. But in the letter Yud, it has this sharp little thorn on top that's called the kitzai or the kutzai, like the thorn on top of the yud. And in Kabbalah, in Hasidus, it's a very, very, very high element. We don't usually even speak about it. For example, we speak about Arba Olamos, for those who are familiar a little bit with the Sfar Mekdash, Matzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah, but there's actually a fifth element. It's called Adam Kadmon. But we don't really speak about that, generally speaking. It's beyond this world, so much so that it's not even a letter, right? The letters are the basic elements of comprehensibility. Once you have a letter, okay, you have something you can pronounce, you can look at, you can analyze. The Kutza Shel Yud is not even a letter. You understand that it's nothing. It's not in this world. It's the earliest ray of something developing from nothingness. It's not yet a letter. It's not concretized in a form that we can look at and analyze. Says the B'nai Yisachar, Galus Mitzrayim is keneged that element, the kutza, the ois yud, the essence, the shoyresh of all the letters of the yudke vavke that are a reference to the other four malchuyais. Galus Mitzrayim is the shoyresh of it, is the kutza, the ois yud. Menaged lebechina el yoyna. It comes to oppose that very elevated element who kitza shel yud, he calls it the kitza shel yud over here. The thorn, the point atop the yud, shu shayrish ladalat oisya savai kenoida, as is known, is the source and the essence for all the other letters. Zes side, unbelievable. He brings a side in the pasuk where it says that the bnei Mitzrayim were disgusted with Am Yisrael. What's the lashon that's used? By yakitzu mipnei bnei Yisrael. They were disgusted. Says the bnei Saschar Remez, by yakitzu means to be disgusted by, but he says it's a reference to the kutza, the oisir. Unbelievable. Right? The kitza, vayakitzu, memipnei b'nei Yisrael. That's where Mitzrayim is rooted, in the kutza, the oisir. Okay. Im kein, therefore, begalas Mitzrayim, yukoydolim kaladala galuyais. So that means that Galas Mitzrayim contains all of the other exiles. Really, Chazal say this in the Medrash, that says that Mitzrayim was called Mitzrayim. All the galuyais are called al shem Mitzrayim because they're Mitzrayim li Yisrael. That's an experience that we had throughout our history. It wasn't just Mitzrayim like Egypt. They were all painful. So really, the Medrash already tells us this. But he says another beautiful remez from the Begali Amukas. It says over there in the very beginning of the galus of the shibud, it says vayehi bayamim harabim, and it was in those great many days. And Am Yisrael are proliferating, and Pari's getting nervous, and he begins to try to go ahead and to begin to enslave Am Yisrael. Kamvur b'megalamukas, the megalamukas brings a remez. That word rabim, which could be a remez in many different psukim as well, but of it, like mayim rabim. But over here, rabim is Rosh HaTevis, the four galuyos. Roimi is the Reish, Beis is Bavel, the Yud is Yavan, and the Mem is Madai. So right in the beginning, what's that?
It's
Madai, Parasa Madai, Haman, right? So you see over here that in the beginning of the expression of Galus Mitzrayim is already hinted, all the four Galuyos, Vayakitzu Mepnei Bnei Yisrael, the Kutza, the Ois Yud, that is menaged to the four different letters of Yud Kevav Kevihine. But ultimately, when Galus Mitzrayim is taken down, Yiplu Anafim. If you cut down a tree from the trunk, all the leaves and the branches are falling as well. Memela. Em kein, therefore, hu sam yisoid musar b'tarasenu akadosha. Therefore, it's very, very important, and again and again and again, so many different mitzvahs are there as a zecher for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why is it so important? Many different experiences Am Yisrael had throughout history. Why do we have to constantly remember in Kiddush and in Kriya Shema every day? Zichron Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shebezeni Vashem, we call it Galuyas. Because if we can combat that essential experience of Galus Mitzrayim, then we're okay in all the Galuyas. The Hilig Maral, that all this is really based on. The Gur Aryeh, the Maral, says that if you really take the human being and distill the person down into separate functional layers and strata of their existence, you're going to find four fundamental layers. Number one is Koyach Gufani. It's just literally the physical element, the structural form of the person. Flesh, blood, bones. Koyach Gufani. Then you have Koyach Nafshi, which is the base, lowly, elemental, animalistic life force. Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, just flowing through the human being, keeping the person animated and alive. That's stage two. Then you have Koyach Sichli, the capacity for the human being to transcend the animalistic focus just on the moment and to think bigger. consciousness. And then koyach elyon hakoylel kulam, there's the essence of the human spirit that really encompasses all of this, the DNA encoded within every level of that human experience that makes this thing a human, that makes this flesh human flesh and not cow flesh, and that makes this life force human life force and not an animal life force, that makes the seichel human seichel. There's a koyach elyon that's koylel hakol. Hakol. Says the Maral, that all of the different galuyos are also coming to come against one aspect of this Adam that Chazal tells the Gemara in Ksubis, Atem Kriyam Adam, Lo Umas Eilam Kriyam Adam. There's something about Am Yisrael that we're called Adam. And so all the galuyos, all the experiences of exile and persecution that our nation has been subjected to throughout the years is coming to oppose one element of what it is to be human. How does this work? He lays it out very beautifully. The first galus bavel, destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, was coming to oppose the koyach hanafshi, our nefesh. Where does he get that from? They came against the Beis HaMikdash, and the essence of the Beis HaMikdash was karbanais. Hainu karbanais. The karbanais same takanas hanefesh. The karbanais were there to rectify our animalistic element, right? We take the behema instead of us, so to speak. We're elevating bahamius. That's the whole concept of a carbon. Kamadat Amar, the pasuk says, v'nefesh ki sakriv. Mikem, carbon Hashem. V'nefesh ki sakriv. So we see that there's a deep connection between the nefesh and carbonus. Wow, they came, the Bavlim, and they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. What were they coming to oppose? The koyach hanafshi. Madai. Haman, Achashverish, Hayemenagid, Lekayach, what would you say? Which Kayach? Gufani. They came literally to destroy the guf of Am Yisrael. Shayechafitzam la'abra gufais, gazu la'hashmid, la'harig, ula'abed. So they came opposed to the guf of Am Yisrael. Yavan, which we're learning about now during the days of Hanukkah and celebrating our victory over this force. Yavan, everybody knows. Hayemenagid, Lekayach, Hasichli. Yavan came to oppose the Seichel, Shiyatayrasenu, which is our Heligatayra, Shi Ikra Chachma, which is the primary form of Chachma, the deepest, deepest way. Hamayasheres HaSeichel, that clarifies, that straightens a person's mind. They wanted to come and they wanted to corrupt. Our deep understanding of what Chachma really means, as the Svarim tell us, the Tanya and others really earlier, Chachma is the Isias Koyachma. And that's what our Chachma of Torah is. Koyachma, to come to realize we don't really know anything. That's what Chachma is for. That's what the Chachma of Torah means, to come to bring us into an awareness that however much we think we know, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. What did the Greeks want to say? Punkt vaker. They wanted to come with a big Chachma that the human brain is able to understand everything. And to make the human being the center of his universe instead of recognizing that we're just creations. We're just here on a mission. It's not for us and our own personal grandeur. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mission. For all of humanity, v'chule. Right, so our Chachma is literally the contrast to the Chachma philosophies of Yavan. And finally, Malchus Arevius, this is really, really scary, because it's our Galus that we're all in, which, by the way, going back to the Medrash that we mentioned, where V'aretz ha'sasayu v'vayu v'chayshech al p'nei sahaim, it's very incredible, because this Medrash was written thousands of years ago, 1,000+ years ago, where you have this incredible thing, where all the other galuyos that are referenced in these words in the second pasuk of Bereishis, tayu, vayu, chayshech, there's some content there. Even though tayu, it's like confounded, but there's still an existing context, right? Things are all mixed up. Bayu, things are like, where is everything? Everything's out of place. Chayshech is darkness. Tahaim is just like this empty, vacant void. And that's our gullus now, is the gullus of Tahaim. It's this deep emptiness. There's nothingness anymore. We call it postmodernism. There's nothing even to hold on to. There aren't even bad ideas. There are just no ideas. There's no... You see what's happening in the world. People don't think anymore. There's nothing. It's just a Tahaim. And that's what we're experiencing now. And says the B'nai Saskar, based on everything we're saying and based on the Maral, the Malchus HaRevius, he... Hamedake V'ramas HaKoyla. It's a passing in Daniel. It is the most destructive of all. It comes to oppose the whole thing. every level, the guf and the nefesh and the seichel, everything. Ha'elyoina. Ha'elyoina sasher hi koi lelas kol ha'koichos v'hi mechabrim oisam al... Right, al-kein malcha and mechariv oisam. And no, v'hi... Mechaberes, thank you. V'hi mechaberes oisam. And he comes to include all of them and oppose them all. Al-kein therefore malchus revius, misnagedes, leguf, lenefesh, leseichel, hara'u lanu mikol malchei ha'adama. And it's the worst experience that we've ever had in a certain sense. V'hini adalad malchus he'makom mekoyach ha'klipois al Yisrael. And so all of them come to oppose Am Yisrael, Ratzam Levatala Achdus, like we mentioned earlier. Am Yisrael's whole thing is what? We're rooted where? In the Achdus of it all. Where the four other facets, which come to conceal one letter of Yudke Vavke, to make us live in a world where we forget that everything is all wrapped up in the Echad Yachudu Miyuchad. Ve'im Agarmim She'en Yichud of Achdusai Yizbarach. It prevents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity from being revealed to the whole world. Like we said, Am Yisrael are connected to Achdus. We're connected to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We're all different elements that are mishtalshal down into our world, become four directions, become four levels of existence, inanimate, plant life, animal, human, become the four elements of which everything is created, etc. is all wrapped up in Achdus. It's all a manifestation of Hashem. Einoid Movada. Al Kein HaMalchuyos Heim HaArba. Therefore, the four Malchuyos that come to be mastier this reality, to hide this reality, splinter into four. Shehem and Bechinas Almud Piruda. They come to take that unity and to force us into an experience where we forget and we live in this world as if, Chas V'Shalom, everything is separate. Pirud La'arba K'savos. V'zeh Amar K'savos V'yiru Yoshvei K'savos Mi'aysay Secha. Very deep remez in a pasuk Tehillim where it says that the people would tremble. Yoshvei K'savos, those who live on the edges of the world, would tremble, Ma'osai Secha Hashem, from your great signs, from your manifestation in the world. See, he says, where do you get the Yiru Yoshvei K'savos? That people who live in the edges are trembling. What's the root of why someone would tremble in some edge somewhere, disconnected from the others? Says the Pasuk Tehillim, Me'osai Secha, a reference to the Oisios of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's where edges come from. That's where the four Malchuyos, the four directions, K'savos, if you're in one corner, you're not in the next corner. It's all Nishtal Shel Chas V'Shalom, Me'osai Secha, from the concealment of the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Yisrael Eim Nekudas Emtzois, but Am Yisrael are that essential point in the middle. Ukvar Yadata, and it's already known, Bechinas HaEmtza Ma'achet B'chol HaKsavos. The middle point unifies all the other sides. Okay, she is battle kol malchuyos, and when all the malchuyos are in his battle and they're nullified, yashav kol and akudas ha'achdos, everything will come back to that center point. Kedichsev as efeich alamim safa brura, the whole world will come to one language, yachad together, likrei kulam b'shem havaya. There won't be any distinctions anymore. There won't be this lower, constricted level of consciousness where people aren't recognizing the essential unity of all of experience. Uksiv v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, and Hashem will be the melech on the whole world by yoyim ahu yi Hashem echad hu shmoy echad v'az tashva malucha l'beis Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz had vekim ha'achdas havaya baruch hu u'baruch shemai. Everything will be under the dominion of the nation that was only ever under the dominion of the oneness of everything. Memela, for them it's lo ya'e na'e, for them to be the ones that unify the world, because they were always ever throughout history connected to the force that is the essential unifying factor within every experience of separateness. Venerally, wish we had more time. We're going to try to pack this in. It's a big idea. But Ezra Savshem, venerally, she'al kein Malchus Yisrael umin Yehuda. That's why Malchus Yisrael comes from Yehuda. That what's the letters Yehuda? She'esh b'shmoy ois yes Hashem havaya echad. The name Yehuda is the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, but there's one extra letter there, Dalet. Dalet. What does that show you? That Yehuda is Mamtik. Yehuda sweetens the fourness of the four Galuyos with the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei at the Shirish. That's the Malchus Yehuda. It's sweetening the experience of fourness that's nishtalshal from the Achdos of the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Malchus Yisrael ma'achedes bepirsum l'chol bo'i oylam Achdos Hashem amyuchad u'mekarevus ma'achedes ha'pirutzayit alma de piruda, unifies this experience of separateness. Try to get through this very quickly now. Very, very deep idea. Really, it takes much longer, but we're just going to give it to you in a nutshell. How will the geula unfold? Through two mashiachim, either Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Mashiach ben David. First, it will be through Yosef. Very, very, very basically. So we don't have time now. Very basically, Malchus Yehuda is possibly the experience of the separateness of Olam Hazeh. Yosef HaTzadik is an R. It's connected to the concept of Tzadik. Again, all this is very, very deep. It's the light of unity that is able, when it connects to the light of this worldliness, to demonstrate that this whole world is also rooted in oneness. It's a proliferation within the world of separateness of a spirit of Achdus. That's the yichud between Yosef and David. It's called, in the deeper Svarim, Yisoid and Malchus. I don't have time to get into that whole thing now. Yisoid and Malchus. And that's Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Habam Yehuda. V'tikon b'yadi amalucha v'tayim arabi isbeisoid. And this is the deep secret of Smichas Geula l'tfila. Yosef is connected to Geula. Yehuda is connected to Tfila. That's why it's so important to be soimich Geula l'tfila, not to make a period between them, because that's the yichud gamor. Hu ha-yichud ha-gamor. V'al yedei zeh yashiv la'achdos kol anefradim v'hoi ha-shem echad v'yisrael amkroi v'goy echad. Now, ubezet haskel v'tav, and here we come to the end. We can come to understand baskolas ha-golas ha-shroshi is that as golas Mitzrayim is beginning. Kasher bo-yaka Mitzrayim, this is it. They're going down to Mitzrayim. They're not going to leave there only after a very long period of time. V'rashu golas shorshis l'kol ha-dal galuyos. Yaakov Avinu sees that Mitzrayim is connected to the kutza da'os yud ve'yakitzu v'bnei b'nei Yisrael. Hine, what does he do? As Yehuda shalach l'fanav el Yosef. He sends Yehuda Daika to Yosef, Kaniskala El Beis Mashiachin, which is already preparing the Geula of all the Galuyas, Yehuda Mashiach ben David, to Yosef Mashiach ben Yosef. Lahiris Lafanov, Hainu Shiyayru Haderech Lafanov, Hainu Lekol Yisrael HaKlulumayv and Akroim HaShema Yisrael, in order to go ahead and to show the path. That's what it means, Lahiris Lafanov, for all of Am Yisrael throughout the Doiros. Where does he send them? Goishna. He sends them to Goishen. Hey, Makita is Dalad Malchuyos. This is a reference to all the Dalad Malchuyos Hashem B'Sitra Achra that are the other side, Minagdin La'arba Koichos, that come to contrast and come to conceal the four elements of Yudke Vavke, which is Achdos Hashem B'Kedushas Yisrael B'Soyd Nefshoisehem, where we're connected to. V'ine Goishna is Rosh HaTevis, Gufani, Sichli, Nafshi, and Hakol. These four elements of the human being that all the Galuyah seek to contrast. He sends them Goishna. Who does he send? Yosef, Yehuda. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. Hainu Malchus Raviyas HaKalelas Kulam Hinegdiyas LaNefesh HaKoylel. And that's where he sends them. Don't have time to read the rest inside. I'm just going to give it to you very quickly and then we'll see the last paragraph. Says the Bnei Sassar, guess what? This word Goishna, that's a reference to the Rosh HaTevis of Gufani, Sichli, Nafshi, and HaKol, is Gematria Mashiach. It is Gematria Mashiach, because this is what Mashiach comes to be Misakin. It's also Gematria Nachash, because it comes to contrast against that force, the Nachash, which is the source of all of this otherness, to come to convince Adam Rishon, Atam Kriyam Adam, to disalign himself from the Achdos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to seek some will of his own, Alma de Piruda, where there's separateness between our will and the will of the Creator. It's also, this is fascinating, Gematria Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimlech. All is the same gematria of Goishna, of Mashiach. All of this throughout history, this is the great struggle that's happening. The last minute, let's take a look at the last piece, which is about the dreidel Haggah. And he brings in a little bit of a note, and again, this is very famous, but just to review. Ubezet tavim minig aveseinu Torah. Now we could understand the minig, which he calls Torah, minig aveseinu Torah. He asher aminig b'mei Chanukah. Then on Chanukah, which is called Chanukah, as he says in other places, miloshen chinuch, it's a preparation of the world to come. It's teaching us how to get ready to live with the light of Geula. Misachakim hana'arim b'chatichas eitz merubas. They play with this four-sided piece of wood, And on all of its four sides, chakikin, what letters are written? Isis, Nun, Gimel, He, Shin, which are the same letters as Goishna, which are the same Roshetebis as Gufani, Sichli, Nafshi, and the Koich of Hakal. Where are these letters written? On the four sides, the four ksavais, separateness, disconnected from the essential point, hinting to the four galuyas that come to conceal the four letters of Yud Kevavke, where everything is unified. Bipere, they're all separate. Ais echol kol ruach, one letter doesn't see the next letter. They're all separate. Va'eitz hazem es galgal anakudas koy de merkaz emtsoi. But where does the whole thing spin? It all spins on one little point on the bottom. One little central nekuda. Lahiris to teach shamalchuyos halalu, that all of these four malchuyos hamarumazim that are hinted to betevas goishna, like we learned nun gimel heishin, truly stands for neitz gadol hayasham, but over here we see stands for something much deeper. Kanal hamenagdim bepirudam biksavos, where they're concealing the oneness. Hinekulam soivivim al Americas. They're all there because they're revolving around that central point. They're all trying to conceal that element where everything is one at its shoyrish. Nekudas ha'emsa'is Yisrael, which is Am Yisrael, ha'achdim aksavais, who unify all these four elements that come down to that one point. Alkein aksavais soivivim, it should say soivivim al Americas. They all surround that central point, the kulam is batlu al Americas. And when they spin, you can't even see the letters anymore. They're all nullified. It's one whir. It's you don't even see four sides when you spin the dreidel, because when they're all surrounding that central point, the four sides are nullified within the great light of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And Hanukkah is a little bit of a taste of what will be in the end of time, when the whole entire nations, all the nations, will change to one language, meaning they'll talk about one thing, Yachad, Likrei Kulam B'Shem Havaya, to stop with the Ksavais and the separateness and this worldliness, but to be able to access the unified spirituality that pervades everything. Then the Nachash, which again is the same command of Goishna, which is Gematria Goishna, as Havaya Melech, Havaya Malach, Havaya Yimloch, also Gematria Goishna, and Mashiach, and Nachash, Vizeye, Bebias, Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Meherbi, Amenu, Amen. So something much deeper to think about tonight when you play with the dreidel. It's a whole different understanding. Ashreinu, thank you so much. Sorry for going a bit over time.
Okay.